This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The Senate has acquitted President Donald Trump in his impeachment trial, the third time in American history that a president has not been removed from office. AP's Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
On both articles of impeachment, the vote tallies were nowhere near the Constitution's mandate of two-thirds senators needed to convict.
He is hereby acquitted of the charges in said articles.
Chief Justice John Roberts closing the trial and ending an extraordinary 5 months that saw the Democrat-led House impeach the president before the Senate's GOP majority cleared him. Some Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, say it shouldn't have gotten this far.
This is an injustice to President Trump as a person.
For number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin, it's more GOP cover for a president who seems to enjoy blind loyalty.
There is nothing this president can do or say that rises to the level of blush-worthy, let alone impeachable.
Mitt Romney was the only Republican voting for either of the articles. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
In response to Wednesday's verdict, President Trump's political campaign tweeted videos, statements, and a cartoon dance celebrating what he called his vindication. At a Women for Trump rally, that is, Vice President Mike Pence said Democrats had failed in their attempts to overturn the president's election.
Senate Republicans came forward. The president's been acquitted. They've had their say. Come November, we're going to have our say when we re-elect President Donald Trump for four more years in the White House.
Trump himself tweeted that he would speak from the White House on Thursday about our country's victory on the impeachment hoax. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's health ministry said Thursday that another 73 people had died Wednesday from the coronavirus outbreak. Earlier, the World Health Organization appealed for $675 million to prevent the global spread of the deadly virus. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the small number of cases and deaths circulating around the world provides a window of opportunity to prevent the coronavirus outbreak from becoming a wider global crisis.
Our message to the international community is invest today or pay more later.
Tedros says he understands that people are worried about the evolution of this unknown disease, but he notes this is not a time for fear and panic. He says it is a time for evidence-based action to end this outbreak while there is still time. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least eight anti-government protesters were shot dead and dozens of others wounded in clashes with followers of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in southern Iraq on Wednesday. The clashes between protesters and Sadr's followers took place in the holy city of Najaf, where protesters had been staging a sit-in. Demonstrators attempted to prevent Sadr's supporters from entering their camp using sticks and were wounded when shots were fired. The violence comes as new divisions have emerged among protesters and supporters of al-Sadr. At least 500 demonstrators have been killed by security forces since the anti-government protests erupted more than 4 months ago. Three people were killed and 179 others were injured Wednesday when an airliner skidded off a runway in Istanbul, Turkey. Francesca Lina of Reuters has more.
Officials said the plane, which was carrying 177 passengers from Izmir, split into three pieces after what the transport minister described as a rough landing. Footage on Turkish media showed the plane's fuselage, as well as a section of it near the tail, had broken off. A spokeswoman for Pegasus Airlines confirmed the crash, but did not provide further details. And Turkish Airlines said it had cancelled all flights in and out of the airport.
And one of the last survivors of Hollywood's golden age, movie legend Kirk Douglas, has died. Douglas died at the age of 103, according to a statement by his son, actor Michael Douglas. Kirk Douglas starred in a variety of films, more than 90 in his career, including Spartacus and Lust for Life. Though nominated for the Oscar three times, he never won the Golden Statue. He was given an honorary Oscar in 1996. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.